With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police have opened a few lanes of the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway as fire crews continue to tackle a fire at the landfill that broke out early Thursday afternoon. Chief Fire Officer Randy Rankin says crews made significant progress overnight and into the morning.
While major flames have been reduced, some surface flare-ups continue in isolated areas, which crews are actively managing. Operations remain focused on extinguishing hotspots, reinforcing containment measures, and preventing any further spread.
Two fire officers are recovering today after being carried to the hospital Thursday night for medical evaluation. Speaking of the hospital, the Health Services Authority's Therapy Services Department at Baytown House on West Bay Road has been closed due to the smoke coming from the nearby landfill fire. Patients with scheduled appointments will be contacted by the therapy services staff to reschedule their visits. Meanwhile, with regards to the road, one northbound and one southbound lane of the Esterly-Tibbetts Highway between the A.L. Thompson's Roundabout and the J. Bodden Highway have now been reopened to vehicular traffic. A 20-mile-per-hour speed limit is in effect, but traffic remains heavy along West Bay Road. In other news, a man is recovering from serious injuries after a single-car crash in West Bay on Wednesday. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says shortly after midday, a car collided with a tree along John Jefferson Senior Drive off the Esterly-Tibbetts. Once on the scene, police helped the driver from the vehicle, who was taken to the hospital for treatment. There were no other injuries or property damage reported. The matter remains under investigation. Tomorrow, you're invited to the Autism and Neurodevelopment Symposium, a free educational event that will be headlined by international autism advocate Dr. Temple Grandin. Autism Cayman's Allison Ollerut tells Radio Cayman Dr. Grandin was diagnosed with severe autism at a young age, but became a renowned scientist, author, and public speaker, helping to shape global conversations on autism.
We believe her lifelong commitment to autism advocacy, her scientific achievements, and her unique perspective as someone with lived experience will enrich our community's understanding and inspire hope, innovation, and inclusion across generations.
The symposium's theme is Bridging Gaps, Collaboration Across Sectors for Neuro-Inclusive Futures. It's tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at John Gray High School Performance Hall. And the largest chamber Earth Day cleanup is taking place tomorrow. They estimate some 3,500 residents of all ages to be taking part by picking up litter across all districts in Grand Cayman. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says the Strait of Hormuz is being reopened to all commercial vessels while the ceasefire in Lebanon is in place. That's been confirmed by President Trump, but he says the US will maintain its naval blockade of Iranian ports while peace talks continue. Tehran says that would be considered a violation of the ceasefire and is again threatening to close down the strait. If it remains open, transit will only be allowed along routes dictated by Tehran. Mr. Trump has insisted the strait's reopening was not conditional on the Lebanese ceasefire, but said that the US was prohibiting Israel from bombing Lebanon. Lebanese media say at least one person has been killed in an Israeli drone strike on Friday. Israel says it retains the right to target threats. Calls for Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer to resign over the circumstances surrounding his decision to appoint Jeffrey Epstein associate Peter Mandelson as ambassador to the United States are continuing. Sir Keir has maintained that he was not told that Lord Mandelson had failed security vetting, a claim disputed by opposition parties. The Brazilian president, Lula da Silva, has warned that a weakening of democratic values risks ushering in an era of fascism. He was speaking at a conference in Madrid, which has brought together left-wing leaders from around the world. Pope Leo has told worshippers to reject every form of abuse or violence during a public mass in Cameroon. Around 500,000 people are believed to have attended the open-air ceremony in Douala. 15 migrants expelled from the United States have arrived in the Democratic Republic of Congo under an agreement between Washington and Kinshasa to help accelerate deportations from the US. None are Congolese, with some reportedly from South America. The DJ and BBC World Service presenter Andy Kershaw has died at the age of 66 after being diagnosed with cancer. During his career, he championed international music, particularly bands from Africa. And that's the latest BBC News.